News you can trust. Opinions that matter. Now, Ben Fordham comments.
Aussie farmers are being screwed over again. The federal government has official advice on diets, and it will now include the impact of certain foods on climate change. Meat producers are concerned that an updated version could follow, and that kind of rhetoric that we've seen from the UN Food and Ag Organisation could be coming to Australia, where they want things like reduced livestock numbers. We're told the new climate change diet guidelines could lead to a campaign for consumers to ditch steak and lamb. The climate boffins say beef and lamb emits too much carbon dioxide. And farmers say the incorporation of environmental sustainability into the Australian dietary guidelines is driven by an ideological agenda. The Red Meat Advisory Council has told The Australian these developments are an overreach by the Dietary Guidelines Expert Committee. They say the new approach is based on misinformation. And it's not the only misinformation that our farmers are dealing with at the moment. What about the weather? From as early as March last year, the Bureau of Meteorology has been warning about El Nino this summer. An El Nino event means reduced rainfall. This summer was supposed to be a super El Nino. In other words, it was going to be really, 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 really dry. The Guardian reported last year, climate models warn of possible super El Nino before the end of the year. News.com.au said, strong El Nino, very likely to hit Australia this year, lasting into summer. The Bureau of Meteorology said, its forecast for Australian rainfall and temperature had been indicating warm and dry conditions. But they were wrong. It's been a wet summer. In January, Sydney had 130 millimetres of rain. Compared this to the last El Nino event, in 2018, we only received 41 millimetres. So this time around, we had three times more. It was the same in December. Sydney had 98 millimetres of rain, and yet in the El Nino year of 2019, Sydney had only 1.8 millimetres. Northern Australia was supposed to see a dry summer, but in December, it was hit with the wettest tropical cyclone in Australian history. The Bureau of Meteorology and all of their climate models were wrong. Now, you may be thinking, what's the big deal and what's this got to do with our farmers? Well, when the farmers heard about the coming super El Nino, they feared the worst. They thought a drought was coming because the weather experts told them it was. So they began selling their sheep and cattle. As a result of the panic selling, cattle prices plunged by 60%. Lambs were selling for as low as $11 a head. And then, right on cue, the rain came. Cattle prices shot back up, and lambs were selling for well over $100 a head. The farmers missed out on making a buck because they were following the weather experts. I'll give the final word to the beef producer, Tim Burville. He says the Weather Bureau is inept and they've lost all credibility. They couldn't forecast a sunrise. The South Australian livestock agent, Matt Pawley, has told the Advertiser newspaper people got scared and they sold. It created panic selling. Everyone was offloading due to the fact that El Nino had been called. Then, 6 weeks later, there were places getting 144 millimetres of rain.